Blog Talk Radio.
To make you into what they want for themselves.
So you know how it goes, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. I was thinking about this whole thing today, how friends become, how some of your good friends become your worst enemy, or how some of the people that you thought were your good friends somehow turn out to be your worst enemies, how the person that you did dirt with or that always wanted you to do dirt with them, how they start talking about all the dirt that you did and all the ways that you were and all the secrets that you have. They start telling everybody all your business. They start going into your whole files and all of that kind of stuff. And then you get to wondering. You get to wondering and asking yourself, was this person ever cool with me? I mean, were they ever really down? Because how can a person that you were so-called cool with, that you were so-called good with, that you was all right with, how could they turn into the person that acts like you were never a friend to them, like you never did anything for them, like you never did anything with them? Well, people have to save face, y'all. People have to save face. And the way that people save face is different than how they conducted themselves when everything was good. See, everybody who gets mad at somebody ain't always the victim. A lot of times it's the person that tries to victimize other people that's the one that's guilty. That's the one that ain't on the level. That's the one that that caused the relationship to break down and the ties to get severed. But the worst thing that you can do to a thief is catch a thief while they're stealing. You know, it can be dangerous. It can be very dangerous to catch a thief while they're stealing. So while they
are digging in your pockets or all up in your pocketbook or stealing out of your cabinets, going in your drawers, reaching under your mattress, they're inside your car when you didn't put them inside your car, taking stuff out your glove box, your middle console. People get crazy, defensive, and violent when you catch them in the act. So one of the most dangerous things to do with a thief is to catch him in the act of stealing. And one of the reasons why is because they can no longer say that they don't steal. They can no longer act like they wouldn't do it to you. They can't do that. And people don't like that. Deceptive people, liars, people who play people who use and abuse people, they don't like to be exposed for who they are because they never admit that that's who they are. They never admit that that's what they do. That's not how it goes down. That's not how it happens. So when you put them in a position where they can no longer pretend that they don't steal, that they don't lie, that they don't cheat, that they don't manipulate, that they don't play you, that they don't do dirt, you might have the biggest fight on your hands as possible. Because they figure, all right, let me break this down. They know that if they caught you, that they going to run their mouth. They would run their mouth. So they figure since you caught them, you're going to run your mouth. They figure you're going to run your mouth, and it's legit. Eyewitness accounts, not no secondhand account, not no rumors, not something that somebody told them. You saw them, or as some of my Southern folks say, you saw them. You saw them. I sent you. They saw you. So they figure since if they were you, they would have told on them. They figure now you gonna tell on them. So they gotta tell on you first. So it makes it look like the only reason that you're saying that they did what they actually did is because you did something. You just got sour grapes. You just mad. You just pissed off. You just didn't get your way. When in all reality, it's them. It's them. Yeah. It's them who didn't get their way. It's them who got caught in the act. It's them who got caught stealing. It's them who got caught in the lie. And you can almost hear the adrenaline running through their body. You ever catch somebody in the act? My people, have you ever caught somebody dead in the act? And you ever seen a look on their face? When they got startled? When they got surprised? You ever caught somebody? Yeah, hey, yo. You ever caught somebody talking on the phone to somebody that they ain't got no business talking to? Yo, who are you on the phone with? I'm nobody. What you mean? You was just on the phone having a conversation back and forth with nobody? They be caught. The only reason I bring up that example because it's a glaring example. You know what I mean? It's one of those examples where you be like, okay. You know, sometimes you, if it ain't really none of your business, you back up off of it and you let them live. But whoever was on the other end of that phone, they ain't had no business being on the end of that phone. It's obviously somebody who they said that they don't talk to or they ain't got no business talking to. And they talking to somebody on the other end of that phone that they seriously shouldn't be talking to. They shouldn't be saying nothing on the telephone to that person that they was talking to on the telephone. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily, daily, the daily, the daily, the daily, the daily, the daily, the daily. The Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, we talking about the way that people act when they can't use you. When they can't use you, when you wouldn't cover for them. When you wouldn't cover for them, when you wouldn't lie to their spouse, you wouldn't lie to their man, you wouldn't lie to their woman, you wouldn't lie to their mom, you wouldn't lie to their dad, you wouldn't lie to whoever and say that you was with them. See, we gonna talk about this tonight. I'm going to need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to do that. We're going to talk about this. See, sometimes when somebody wants you to be their fall guy, or should I say their wingman, you know, when somebody wants you to be their accomplice or their alibi, by the way, good looking out, Carol Chamberlain. Good looking out, T. Carrie Wright. Appreciate y'all for them super stickers. I appreciate it. Thanks a million. Appreciate it. See, a lot of times you might serve as an alibi for somebody. But there may be times when you serving as an alibi might get you in trouble with your own people. How you going to explain to your man, ladies? How you going to explain to your man that you lied to your girlfriend's man and said that you was with a girlfriend when you know damn well you was with your own man at the time that you told your girlfriend's man that she was with you? Because your man going to be looking at you like, well, why are you covering for her like that? What was she doing that she don't want her man to know? Because, you know, now your man is looking at you like, oh, that's how y'all do with each other? So you lie for her when she kicking it with her side piece or her whatever? You lie for her while she cheating on her man? Well, I guess that means she lied for you when you cheating on me. Oh, I guess, what, baby, you going to tell me that you cover for cheaters, but you don't cheat yourself, huh? You a cheater cover, but you ain't a cheater. See, things like that put you in compromising positions because you don't need your man. You don't need your woman looking at you all sideways because that's shady type of behavior. They know it. You know it. All parties involved know it. So you might have to tell your girlfriend, I can't. You're going to have to ask Rita. Ask Rita if she had say that you was with her. I can't. My man know that you wasn't with me. I can't tell. I can't. He ain't trying to understand that. So now your friend is mad at you because your loyalties are split. Instead of covering for her. And who knows how long you've even known her? You know, nobody be asking you to do more best friend shit than some new friend. Tell me I'm lying, y'all. Nobody asks you to do more loyal, long-time BFF shit than somebody who just got cool with you. Am I lying? Them new best friends? Man, they be asking for the world. Oh, you know, because, you know, you my ace. You my girl. You like my fam. Yo, you know what I mean, fam. I just need this, fam. I met you at work. I just got the job. Nobody asks for more loyal, best friend forever loyalty, dedication, and favors like the brand new friend. That's my word. Shoot, they done already exhausted all of their alibis and good favors from their existing friends. It's all on you, baby. It's all on you. It's all on you. T. Carrie Wright says they don't like to be exposed. Shoot, nobody likes to be exposed, but they take particular issue with it. And she also says they will resent you for exposing them and then try to sully your name. We gonna talk about it. We gwan talk about it. Yes, we gwan. Let me see. What else y'all got to say? Ansel Jones says they bring up old things to hold on you. We gonna talk about that too. They bring up old things. They bring up new things. I mean, after all, they got to explain how come y'all ain't friends no more. And they sure not going to say it's because of what they did. So they got to say it's what you did. Now watch how many things about what you've done, did, and that they know about. They'll talk about things that you did but way before, 20 years before you knew them. They'll talk about those things like you did them yesterday. Yes, they will. I'm gonna tell y'all a story. In a minute, I'm gonna tell y'all a story about how the Daily Go Get'emism show. I mean, how the Daily Go Get'emism group started. I'm gonna tell y'all a story about that. It's an interesting one too. It's an interesting story about how the group got started. TKI Wright says. Wait a minute, hold on. Carol Chamberlain says, I stay out of people's relationships. I can't because I don't know. I don't want you I don't want you in mine. Mm-hmm. Guilty by association, Ansel says. TK Wright says, the brand new friend has to get it while it's hot. Man, that shit should be framed. That statement should be framed. Real talk. The new best friend is a friend that you know ain't going to be around a long time. Because I'm like, how do you have room for a brand new best friend? You just had a best friend slot open? Did something happen to your previous best friend? You know, did they move away? Were they tragically eaten by a shark in a water skiing accident? It happens, you know. Eaten by a school of hammerhead sharks. What up, Mia Cunningham? What's going on? Carol Chamberlain says, you are always the fall guy. Oh, yeah. And so Jones says, you love to hear the story again and again and how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face there looking, listen for a while to the name of the place. And so you got to stop that. You too young to be old school. What is you doing? What is you doing? Okay. I'm going to tell y'all the story of how the Daily Go Get'emism Daily Go Get'emism group got started. In 2015, I was doing my daily videos and I was doing a lot of things with Urban Therapy with Sun, and I just made up the Daily Go Get'emism the year before. Daily Go Get'emism was created October 1st, 2014. So I was doing my daily videos. And I would post my stuff in other people's groups and whatever. And one group, I posted my stuff in there, And the admin of the group, she said she had contacted me. She had inboxed me, and she was like, yo, you know, get in contact with me and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, you know, how would you like your own group? Evidently, she had like all of these groups that she was the admin of. Like, it was like a network. And I don't know what the purpose of it was for. I don't know if she was getting money from this group or whatever, from these groups or whatever the case may be. But she already had the group established, and it had about, I think the group had about 500 people in the group already. And the group was a different group. And she was like, listen, you know, I like what you're doing. I'm going to give you this group. Go ahead and do with the group. Go ahead and grow the group however you want. Like she said, there's already like 500 people in the group. You can delete them if you want to, or you can, you know, they're not active anyway. So you can just go ahead and add your people and make it however you want to make it. So I was like, I had already thought about creating my own group in the first place. But I was bitching about it, and I was like, no, I ain't going to do it. All right, so I went ahead. I said, all right, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I added all my friends, and I told them to add their friends, and, you know, we had the group. And it was starting to pop a little bit. It started off slow because I really felt like the people, the 500 that was in there before, they was kind of pulling down the algorithm. I ain't know about all of this at the time, but, you know, those people were kind of stopping the group from being exposed the way that it needed to be. But anyway, so this was supposed to be all my group. She gave me the group. It was just like a gift, but she was in the group. And now she saw the way I was doing the group, because, you know, the Daily Go Get-Em-ism is really all for black people or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, white people can come on the show and all of that, but y'all know what it is. You know, black, you know, Daily Go Get-Em-ism is a black group. So she wasn't really feeling it. And I was like, but it's my group, right? And she was like, yeah. And she was used to all of that ratchet, you know, back and forth, people fighting and all of that kind of stuff. She was used to the ratchet type of group. And she thought I was going in that direction, and I don't know why. So I was like, nah, we not having none of that. So she was coming in the group, and she was getting in the back and forth with people. You know, all this old nasty, you know, nasty shit. Now, I had talked to the chick on the phone. She used to call me. I guess she was up on it or whatever. But she had told me that she lost her leg in a bad car accident because she was drunk driving. She was in a really bad drunk driving accident, and she killed somebody in the drunk driving accident. And she wanted to keep that on the low, but she told me. So once she saw that I wasn't letting her reclaim control of the group, because once it started popping, now she wanna tell me, you know, how to run the group, how, you know, what kind of people to put in there and all of that. I was like, nah, we ain't doing that. So she was still admin of the group. And the reason that she stayed admin was because after a while, what she did was she went behind the scenes. Somebody that was in the group that I was cool with let me know the little scheme that was going on behind the scenes. She was like, listen, son, this is what she's planning to do. She's planning to delete all of your people, and then she's going to delete you, and then she's going to delete the group. I was like, oh. And I was like, how you know that? She was like, listen, I just had a meeting with her. But this is what she's planning to do. Now, listen, I'm telling you this from the heart, from the muscle or whatever. And it's crazy because the person who told her was ratchet too. I mean, the person who told me, she was ratchet too. And she was about all of that back and forth. You know, she was about that life. So I was like, all right. So I'm like, dad, what should I do? What is it? So what I did was I went ahead and started another Daily Go Get'emism group and started adding people to that. And the chick did do what the girl who told me was going to happen. She did that. So she did. She deleted all my people. She took time to do. She deleted them one by one. Like, ain't nobody going to be in this group. And, you know, she did it just on some mean-spirited type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because she wasn't getting her way. And because I wasn't doing, you know, you give somebody something, but then you want to have total control over it. After telling them, no, I'm out of the way. I don't have nothing to do with this. This is yours. The group was going down anyway. You brought it back to life. It's all yours. But she really thought that because she had shared certain things with me, she said, listen, she had told me about that drunk driving, that vehicular homicide thing. She said, please don't tell nobody about that. She must have forgot. She was still a drinker. So she used to be drunk a lot. So you know how people are when they get drunk. They get in their feelings. They get mad emotional. So me telling her, like, listen, step aside. This is my group. I run it the way I want to run it. To her, that was straight dissonance. So, you know, after that, so she deleted that group. I had already started the new Daily Go Get'emism. And she had also blocked me. Now, who knows what she was telling people about whatever. Because she was older than me, but she was mad messy. She was mad messy. That's how the Daily Go Get'emism started. That's how it got started. If it wasn't for that, it would have never went down. So, yeah, it was born out of some old mean-spirited, nasty shit. But at the end of the day, I wasn't mad because I don't know how long it would have been before I started my own group. Because I was bitching about it. But, yeah, that joint was mad messy. I know that she, you know, it started coming back to me, other people that was in the original group and then wanted to be in a new group. they was telling me, they was like, yo, what happened between you and her? I was like, there is no me and her. I don't know her. She was originally from Jersey, moved to Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, I don't know this chick. Her name was Nikki. I remember that. Her name was Nikki. And we had like like forum chat, like a group chat. Group chat, it wasn't on video. Google chat. You know, yeah, on Google, what they used to call, what they called Google, the Google, you know what I'm talking about, the Google. This is 2015. Anyway, that's how it got started. So that's just to show y'all how things can happen when people don't get their way, when they don't let you, when you don't let them use you, when you don't let them play you, you know what I'm saying? You become the bad guy. They will go and tell everybody and anybody who will listen that what you've done, what you do, how you are, how you don't deserve nothing, how whatever you do have, somebody gave it to you, you ain't worked for it, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it be killing me. Like, you've never had an accomplishment in your life. That's how they looking at it. You've never done anything in your life, according to them. Nothing. Not one thing. Not a goddamn nothing. Well, okay, let's see. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Good to see me some you. Carol Taylor says, you are always the fall guy, shaking my head. I can dig it. And so says, Okay, wait. Anso says, started when someone said, you don't like the black men I know. Oh, you don't like, wait. You don't look like the black men I know, I guess. All right, Stacey White says, I'm glad you staying positive when it comes to the show. Well, thank y'all. Me said, I remember them beefs in the other group. She started a lot of beef. Yo, that shit was, it was wild. That thing was wild. It was off the chain. That thing was off the chain. So, yeah, man, you know, and ironically, that wasn't that, like I was saying, new friends. You know what I mean? She was before she wasn't getting her way. She was acting like, oh no, you know, son, you this, that, and the third, and you the man, and blah blah blah. Oh, you're so large. Give me a break. And these are the kind of things that make you apprehensive about getting close to somebody new, even if you feeling them. You know, it make you be like, you know, you get like on your Drake joint, no new friends. Because you got to learn people's ways. You got to learn people's actions. You got to be put on to how they move and if they move the right way. Getting to know somebody ain't as easy as people make it seem. And that's why people seem to be satisfied that they know you when they find out the negative things about you. And that's unfair. But it's because of some of the things that new people will do to you and the way that they will treat you that makes people apprehensive and, you know, give them cause to make assessments of people's behavior and character that way. It's sad, but this is something we gotta deal with. You understand what I'm saying? This is just something we gotta deal with. So what we're talking about, the way that people act when they can't use you. I guess we gotta talk about some money. You know how it is when somebody was hanging around you because they think that you have a couple of dollars, so they think that you will finance something of theirs, or they think that you will help them get something. You know, maybe you work at a job where they think that they could get a job, and they know that you could get them a job. So, you know, they get with you. They start piling up to you, hanging around you and all that kind of stuff. Ask you, yo, are they hiring at your job? And you know damn well. They know damn well that your job is always hiring, but can you get them a job? And can you get them the kind of job that they want? Yeah. So let's say it happens. They ask you, you know, are they hiring at your job? And you say, oh yeah, they hiring all the time. You know, give me your resume. You know, go fill out the application or whatever. You can use me as a reference. Use me as a reference or what do they call it? Not a reference. A referral. You use me as a referral. You know, put down my name. Here go my name. This is how you spell it, and all this kind of stuff. You know, you use me as a referral, and you know that'll help the process. That'll weed out everybody else and put you to the forefront. I'll help you get a job. So you help them get a job. They get the job. They got the job. They get the job, but they get on the job and they don't do the job. They don't act right on the job. They late to the job. They asking all the time to the job. They insubordinate at the job. They crazy and ratchet at the job. They a bad person at the job. They a problem at the job. Now you done got them this job. And no, you now you talking to them like, listen, I got you the job, but you know you can't be acting the way that you acted. Now you become, well, you ain't my boss. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't see why I see other people doing this, that, and the third. And you know, why can't I do it? So then you might actually have to be the one to get the process started to get them out of the job. They making you look bad. Your name was on the referral. People don't seem to understand that when you put your name, when you stamp somebody, when you co-sign somebody to be at your job or to have an opportunity, people looking at you, they looking at you. People come to see you like, yeah, the that new employee that you referred, that you vouched for, that you interviewed, that you said would be a, your cousin. What's up with your cousin? So you go to your cuz like, yo, cuz, you know, you got it. You know, you got, listen, I'm going to need you to blah, 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 blah. Your cousin or your play cousin or whatever the case may be. Now they like, you getting all new. You acting all new like you own this place. You don't own this place. I mean, you just work here just like me. So they don't respect the fact that your higher ups, your superiors, your supervisors, managers, chairmen and all that kind of stuff. They looking at you. Like you referred this locker room cancer to this job. So you had to get the process and get them up out of here. You know that if they was your blood cousin, then they going to tell the whole family that you ain't shit at the job. You be playing people at the job. You a whole different person at the job. You ain't real at the job. Y'all ain't going to be cousins no more. You about to have an open cousin slot. And they going to tell everybody how dead wrong you are. They going to tell everybody that you played them. They going to make it seem like you made them get the job and you just brought them into the devil's money pit. They fired you for nothing. Yeah. That part, Carol Simulus said. And then they uck it up. That's why I don't give referrals in any place I work. Been there, done that, Carol. Been there, done that. I'm good. I'm glad I got this experience when I was very young. 19 years old. No, 20. Fresh 20. Fresh 20. 1990. Fresh. Fresh. At the Federal Reserve Bank. You couldn't tell me that I hadn't hit the jackpot. I'm working at the Fed. I'm working at the Federal Reserve Bank. What? Mad opportunities for advancement. I might work at the Fed after I graduate college. My man, I got two dudes' jobs. One of them was all right because he was mad diplomatic. The other one, hell on earth, he came in. He came in messing up everything. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? And when I stepped to him about it, I was like, yo, man, you're making me look bad. I'm making you look bad. I mean, you know, you ain't this one and that one and blah, blah, blah. It ain't got nothing to do. Whatever I do ain't no reflection on you. I'm like, dude, you worked in the kitchen at, I think, Sizzlers or Ponderosa, somewhere like that. He never had a job where he didn't have to wear a uniform. Oh, you know them black checkered pants you wear when you work in the kitchen at a restaurant? He was one of them. He coming up in the Fed now, he can wear his slacks and shirts and, you know what I mean? It ain't pay a whole lot, but he was doing all right. And he was being exposed to people who could expose him to more things and more opportunities. And I'm like, dude, this one here. Yeah, it was a good situation for me because I was in school. I went away to school. They let me come back and work, you know, whenever I came home on breaks, even if I was just on break for a week, I could come back and work there. Man, I was, the way people act when they can't use you. He wound up getting fired. I was mad at me some him. Because guess what? After he got fired, they didn't bring me back. I knew what that was about.
Like, okay.
They was like, we not bringing back no more students on break. They was lying. They was lying. I knew they was lying up. But I had to eat that because I knew it was up. I'm like, I get it. He messed it up for me. All right. Cal Simmons says, you got to secure that bag, baby, and can't allow you to jeopardize. Yes, right. Can't allow you to jeopardize my bag. Nars says, the first and last time I referred somebody, they showed up drunk the same week. What the hell? Good thing it was a fast food gig. Still. Cal Simmons says, me too, Omar. It never ends well. Ugh. And so says, my work ethic was too strong for some people. Word. Man, so, yeah, you know, the way people will act when they can't use you, well, when you won't let them, when you won't be their alibi, or when you won't lend them money, when you won't get them money, hold on. Don't let these no good just about to get evicted, on the verge of evicted, you know, living on somebody else's couch. Don't let them find out that you got houses. Don't let them find out that you rent out apartments or some type of real estate. Do not. Oh, my God. God bless the child. God bless the single man or woman that got their own 3-bedroom house and ain't got no kids. They ought to have crosshairs on your back. You ain't nothing but a big old target. Because somewhere along the line, one of your friends, somebody who likes you, wants to get with you, somebody is going to be trying to move into your place. You got a 3-bedroom house all to yourself and you ain't got no kids or roommate? Well, it just so happens me and my kids, we need a new place. We got to get on the bike. You know what? Watch out for people when they say, nah, we got to get up out of this place that we live in. All my years as a landlord, I recognize that's key. Those are key words for we ain't been paying our rent. Nah, we got to get on the body. Oh, you know anybody? You know anybody that rent out houses? This is Philadelphia. This ain't New York. You can easily find a place to live in Philadelphia, in any neighborhood. This is not New York where it's hard to find an apartment, hard to find affordable living. This ain't New York. So whenever I hear people be like, yeah, you know anybody that rent out houses? I know, this nigga ain't been paying his rent. He on the verge of eviction. He got a court date coming up. And he know what's going to happen after that court date because he don't have the money. Yeah, so when I used to be a landlord, when I had houses, apartments, and rooms and all that shit, yeah, certain chicks, you know, they start off slow. They done peeped you a mile away. You know, I wouldn't normally ask you this, but, you know, do y'all have any available apartments? Y'all got any, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Guess who's about to be played? So I used to be like, nah, we full to the brim. Mm-mm. No. Because I know what that's hitting for. If I'm hitting that, then they ain't paying no money. Ain't too many chicks out here that's diabolical that's going to let you run all up in them. And they going to pay you for it every month. Ain't going to happen. That rent going to become, that ass about to become your rent payment. You know how many landlords then went under because they start screwing around with their tenants? You might as well just kiss that property bye-bye. Yeah. That's gonna be the coochie that screws you back. Yeah. But yeah, so if you tell them or you let them know that you won't rent to them or whatever, or you do that background check and you realize like, hey, listen, you don't qualify. They like, you can't do nothing for me, oh. As a matter of fact, I don't want to see you no more either. Cause I already see where this is going. And it ain't going where it need to go. But you got to go. It's time for you to go. I'm saying bye-bye. And so Joan says, I know how much you make. I know you got money. Yep. Cal says, eviction time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, whenever somebody asks you, see, people who pay their rent, they don't have to ask around if somebody is renting out apartments. They don't have to ask that. They done already did their homework. You know, if they had a year lease or something like that, their lease is about to be up. They ain't got all of that to worry about. When they asking around, like, yo, you know anybody? You know anybody that's renting out place? Because they're basically saying to you, like, I can't really pass the background check. I got this eviction. I moved out before I got evicted, but you know, the credit report that thing ain't up to par right now. But I gotta be out of this. We gotta be out of this place mad soon. And I've known people who worked at the same job who rented places to each other. Bad blood, baby. Bad, bad blood. But listen, I'm saying all of this to say this. When people can't play you, when people can't use you, they get upset. They get very, very, very upset. And they don't let it go. And they will tell anybody who will listen to them how bad you are. How much of a liar you are, how deceptive you are, how all you do is use people. They tried to use you, you blocked it. Now they telling everybody that you're a user. It's you, you're the user. Yeah, you. Yeah, no, don't tell me to get my finger out your face. It's you. You don't like my finger in your face? Do something about it. You don't like it? Change it. Change it. I'm just saying. Nar says, I should add that they didn't look at me sideways because of him after I told them I had no idea he was like that. Yeah. Says it was good, Norris. It could have gone another way. Mm-hmm. Norris says, of course I lied. He was my number one drinking homie. Yo, you got to chill. Mia says, that was my sister. The moment she gave it up, she stopped paying. The moment she came, like, yo, paid in full. January, twat, 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 twat. February, twat, 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 twat. March, twat, 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 twat. April, twat, 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 twat. What a disgrace. And so, Cal says, some places won't take you if your credit score is below 700. Yeah. They want to get paid. They want to get paid. You know, because landlords know, management companies know that you can't get nobody out of your place in 1 month, 2 months. It takes a minute. You know what I mean? You're losing a lot of money getting them up out of there. First of all, you got to pay to get them up out of there. In the meantime, if you don't get the process started right away, they 1 month behind, 2 months behind, 3 months behind, and late fees and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy. And in courts, they don't, you don't, you can't recoup late fees in court. Yeah, they don't. That's I don't miss being the landlord. I'd be thinking about getting back into it, and I'd be like, man, no, I'm straight. I'm straight. One of the reasons is because I care about my people too much. You know what I mean? I need to F being a landlord. Anyway, Cal says, yes, Norris, it's hard to find decent housing with a low credit score. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you see them evictions on you. I mean, you, if you got a repos or you got evictions, that thing hits your credit score. That thing is like a nuclear bomb. It's going to mushroom your credit report. So, yeah, when people ask you, you know anybody that's renting houses or renting apartments, that means, do you know somebody who doesn't do a credit report? Do you know somebody who you can co-sign for? That's what I need you to do. And when you don't do it for them, they're going to talk bad about you. Ah, man, that fake-ass month. No fake-ass nigga, I did everything for him. He ain't do nothing for me. I did everything for him. He do nothing for me. I did everything for him. He ain't do nothing for me. I did everything. Shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Wait a minute. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. And you know we're talking about. You know what we're talking about. Way people act when you don't let them play you. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. October 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make. Glorious, glorious. October 26th. Forget my song. Because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Shanique Harvey, happy birthday to you. And Doc Davenport, happy birthday to you. And Shaniqua Miller, turning 34 years old today, and Brandy Green turning 35 years old today, and Laverne Hummel turning 59 years old today, and Rochelle Mothersill turning 27 years old today, and Shana Hall Allen, happy birthday to you, and Taya Soul turning 37 years old today, and Tyra Montgomery, and she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children Research Hospital, and my girl, going all the way back to the 1992. Shanie Halima Brown. Brown. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 26th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, yeah, when you don't give somebody their way, when you don't let somebody who is deceptive, opportunistic, self-serving, selfish, and try to play you, if you don't let them play you, listen, anytime you don't let somebody who is outright, or I mean, who is hell-bent on trying to play you or use you, you're going to have a problem with them. You can best believe the rumors are now going to start. Whatever you have done, whether it's true or whether it's false, you can best believe it's coming out. And you're going to know where the source is coming from, because everything that you shared with them, they're going to come out with it. Even if y'all remain friends, because they can't help it. Because they tried to play you, you wouldn't let them play you. You know what I mean? People like to get away with playing you. They don't want to get caught playing you. Protect yourself at all times. Protect yourself at all times, baby. Keep your guard up. Keep your guard up. You know what I'm saying? Keep your guard up. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Em Ism show. So make sure y'all come through. Appreciate y'all mucho. Hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe to that channel. Man, hit that subscribe bell, the notification bell. We here every night, 7 p.m. on weekdays. All right, so let's go. Okay. All right, Blog Talk, we are out of here. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all.